From Tidbits on August 8th, 2011, this is iCloud Storage Upgrade Pricing Announced, written by Glenn Fleischman. iCloud will come with 5 gigabytes of storage as part of a free account, but Apple said when it announced the MobileMe replacement that you could buy additional gigabytes. The fees and storage sizes have now been disclosed. Adding 10 gigabytes, 20 gigabytes, or 50 gigabytes of iCloud space, for totals of 15, 25, and 55 gigabytes respectively, costs $20, $40, or $100 per year respectively. iCloud storage doesn't count the storage of apps, nor any music nor books you purchase from the iTunes Store. It also excludes photos uploaded via the upcoming PhotoStream service, which could run into the gigabytes for the last 30 days worth of up to 1,000 photos. But music you sync using the forthcoming $24.99 per year iTunes Match service runs up your total, except for songs matched in the iTunes Store, apparently. Any documents or files stored by iOS apps, as well as Mac OS X apps, also count against the total. Videos aren't synced via iCloud, but require local iTunes Wi-Fi or USB sync to connect to computers and iOS devices. The iCloud fees aren't excessive compared to similar sync and storage services. Dropbox charges roughly $120 per year in $9.99 per month installments for 50 gigabytes of storage, while Amazon charges just $50 per year for that amount of storage on Cloud Drive. Google is cheap at $20 per year for 80 gigabytes of storage that's shared across all Google services and that ostensibly includes its still-in-beta Music Locker offering. However, all three companies count everything you upload against their storage quotas. That could be a significant discrepancy. All three services offer larger accounts, and Amazon and Google have smaller quantities too. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Intego, Smile, Dolly Drive, Econ Technologies, and Global Delight. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen, and don't get lost in the cloud.